to get from the first floor to the second floor.
You mean the stairway?
Well, no, what if that's on the outside of the house?
No. The stairway to get from the first to the second floor is inward. Now you have the, what is it called, steps. They are consistent on the outside of the house.
Uh-huh.
Now that steps run what we call the steps of the porch. They may be 13 steps from the ground up on the outside of the house to the landing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I fell on the cell on T Street.
Really?
I was coming down the back steps in the backyard from the second floor.
Uh-huh.
And I broke my back in 72. I fractured my back in two places.
Wow. You're moving around okay.
And I stayed in the hospital 8 days.
Yeah. You're lucky you got out at that
time. Well, God bless. It was a blessing and a miracle of God. Because in the hospital, I learned in the nursing service, the fall I had, a man don't live more than 30 minutes or 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
I broke my back on a Monday, sitting on a lady that Monday night, turned myself over that Monday night, and a Tuesday I went to x-ray and found out that Brother Nate had me x-rayed, Brother Brady R. Nate, Union. And he found out that my back was fractured in two places, so then he didn't want to face me. He sent Dr. Charles McDonald up to tell me that I had a fractured back. So I thought, well, thank God, so he took me to the next.
Yeah.
I thought, well, thank God for it. So I found that it was the miracle from God, not a blessing, but he showed that he had a hand of mercy. And good God, I feel like shouting sometimes. They rejoice over the greatness of the hand of God, Jesus our Savior.
Let's see. Let's go back to the old house. What do they call the part that covers the top of the house? The
roof.
And when we sit, if you were doing some, if you were nailing in a board somewhere, what would you use to?
A hammer.
Yeah. And then if somebody asked you what you had done with the nail, you'd say you did. You took the hammer and you
driving the nail.
Okay.
If you was putting on, working on the roof of that house, putting the boards on, you'd call it putting on a sheathing.
Okay.
Then the top, the pin or the slate, will be called the roofing.
Okay.
And building a house, I worked carpenters for a while. I didn't care much about the carpenter work because you're up on top of those hip roofs, working a lot of time, and you look down to the ground there, and you feel like you said, if I fall, that's where I've got to go.
Yeah. What's a hip roof?
You see, a hip roof, that is called a small roof. See, that's not a full roof all the way across. You have a dormant window in there.
Right.
And then hip roof, sometimes you have just in putting the roof on, you put it on to a certain length, then it drops down, you go down.
I see.
See, now when you're putting on a straight roof, all of that roof is even, all the way across.
Mm-hmm.
Right from top down to where the drips come off.
Mm-hmm.
But a hip roof can have three or four different humps in it. And it can have a small roof here, a large there, and come on down,
mm-hmm.
one out. So that's what they call hip roof.
What other buildings do you used to have on the property?
Well, we had what they call the barn. That's for the horses, the mules. Then we have a dairy barn. That's where you put your dairy cows in. And that's where the milking consists of.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the dairy barns would consist of 20 heads or milk cows. Some would run as high as 200.
Mm-hmm.
Some would use hand milking, which you call strippers. And then we would have what you call the milking machine.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless of the milking machine, you'd always have to have a man to come along and strip, because a lot of the cows would not stand for a machine to stay on them long to get all the milk out.
Yeah. Yeah. What about a place where you store corn?